What's up, everyone? This is Noah Daniels, and welcome to a very special edition of the Real Hauntings podcast.
Hey, guys, and I'm Kat.
And I'm JJ.
And on this episode, we have two of our fan favorite guests joining us for a little spooky session, and we're going to get into that a little later. But we have Ashley and Amanda on this episode. You'll remember Ashley, she came on the podcast a couple months ago, I guess, now. And on her TikTok, she has a lot of ghost interactions or paranormal interactions going on in her home. You'll see things flying off the cupboard, just items moving all around her home. There's even what looked like a ghost going down the stairs. And then we have Amanda. You'll remember Amanda. Amanda saw a ghost in Kat and JJ's home, which has now kind of invaded our podcast a couple times. Amanda also had an exorcism
and
at
our
home.
By the way, like not just the podcast, but also our home.
But we welcome her with love and no judgment.
She's great.
Yep, totally cool with it.
She's great. We love you, ghost. Spirit.
So I guess we'll just jump right in. Ashley, how have you been since we last saw you on the podcast?
Well, things have been pretty quiet, quite honestly. We've had a few things happening, but we did go and do a couple of different things like blessings, just things that my fans had recommended, and the activity has decreased quite a bit. We had a couple of instances actually that happened right here where I'm sitting on live camera, and I pulled them from the security cameras where some soap fell. Our ghost box that we were using fell over, and then our holy water got pushed over. But that's the most recent events that have happened. The ghost box, I didn't even see fall over. I had to, like, I just heard it. It scared me. I felt it like whoosh by my ear because I was leaning over to pick up the holy water, and I looked up and it was pushed over, pulled the cameras later, and it had fallen when I went to go pick up the holy water that had fallen during our session. So that was pretty freaky. But we are moving. We're moving out of this place. So yay.
Okay. I know, I saw that and I was like, we have to get her back on the podcast before she gets out of that haunted apartment.
I'm so excited. I mean, I'm pretty open about it, but we're trying for a baby. So, you know, it's really stressful, and not just like the haunting, but juggling the social media end of it. I feel like, you know, it's very highly speculated, this stuff. And I myself am a skeptic as well. And you guys know that already from my last interview, but I mean, it does get a bit frustrating to be invalidated quite often. So I've stopped posting about it so much, but you know, we're moving and I'm excited for that. We're going to our first home. So.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I feel like Ashley and Amanda, you're both kind of similar in that you're just like, all the fame or like all these people following me. I don't want it in a way. Right?
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know, something I didn't expect. I won't even lie, I made fun of people who are even downloading TikTok. So I'm never gonna do that. And now I post videos to TikTok and I've mostly started sharing my experience because growing up I would have done anything to have somebody like me being able to tell me like how to navigate through it. So I just thought if I could help out somebody else, I'm definitely still learning. So if anyone out there wants to help me out, I'd take full advantage of that. Yeah, but that's kind of why I started posting on TikTok and doing everything.
Have you seen Ashley's TikToks?
I had seen you pop up like maybe one of the very first TikToks that you posted months ago on my For You page. And I was like, whoa, crazy stuff. And I liked it, but it never, ever popped up again. So I never thought about it until you guys reached out to me a couple days ago. And you said that she had been on the podcast, but I haven't listened to it yet because I just want to have like a clear mind, you know what I mean? But I did go to the TikTok and watch a few of your videos, mostly starting like at the very beginning.
Gotcha.
So I saw a couple of things in them. The broom one especially was crazy to me.
Can you guys remind us which one was the broom post?
So the broom post, I actually just heard things stomping around downstairs, which wasn't uncommon, but it was a lot more than usual. So I decided to come down and videotape from this phone. At the time, we didn't actually have the security cameras monitoring 24/7. I was using decommissioned cell phones to, you know, I'd use like an app to catch motion. So it would only detect motion. So I think either I picked up or one of those phones picked up the broom falling. the drawers were open. You know, we caught on the security cameras I had pulled later, they had picked up the motion of our cabinets opening. So a couple of things moving around, but you know, I still have people come to me about that videos where they've picked other stuff out of the video that we've still missed. For example, a couple of weeks ago, somebody showed me that my rocker in the back was moving during that video as well, which was pretty creepy.
Amanda, what you're, you know, I would say clairvoyant, you see and talk to spirits. What do you take from the videos that you've seen from Ashley's home and the paranormal interactions that are going on in there?
I think it's kind of crazy. I think it really, I mean, it depends on how you feel, you know, better than I, but it doesn't feel like it's harmless. Like it feels like there's definitely some ill will there and that he wants to scare you. I say he, I don't know what it is. Sorry, I should preface that.
You just made my like heart fall into my stomach. I'm like, oh no, we're gendering it.
No. Just because I don't mean to. When I was growing up, that's what mine was. He like came forward as a male. So coming forward in a couple of them, it makes me feel kind of sick when I was watching the videos. So I mean, I don't think he's there to help. I kind of think he's there to cause more harm and stress.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten that feeling as well, but I'm not like an empath or anything. So, you know, if it's not physical, then I don't really pick up on it. So, you know, it's just been kind of like feeling my way through a dark room this entire experience, which I just hate. It's awful.
Yeah, you're going in blind, like especially like staging and stuff was something that I didn't know how to do. And then when I did it for the first time, I did it totally wrong. Or how some people, like according to a couple websites that I had read, they said it was okay. But then later on doing more research, like you don't know what is good and what's not. So I totally relate with you.
Oh my gosh, you don't even know. Like that was my first experience too. I just picked up some white sage and went for it. And then it turns out it's a closed religious practice. So, you know, that was terrible and it actually made it worse. So I completely identify with you on that. I actually ended up donating the rest of that sage to a Native community so that they can make better use of it than I could have. So,
oh my goodness.
What do you mean by the saging is, and I've heard there's like some controversy with saging on whether it's like cultural appropriation or whether it's okay to use. So like, what do you mean by like, it's a closed religious practice? Can you?
Well, I didn't really do any research. I just ordered some sage because a few of my followers had said, hey, order this and, you know, go around the room and just, you know, pray. Well, according to quite a few of my followers that had gotten on my post, they let me know that the type of sage that I had picked up was actually something that is endangered and it's not to be burnt. So it was highly offensive. It's something that's cultivated and used by closed natives, their circle. They grow it on their own. And it was really just the type of sage I used. And I just said, no more. I'm not going to even touch it. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know if I'm using the right sage. Like, you know, I'm not going to try to do something again if I don't know what I'm doing at this point. So
yeah, cool. Well, that's awesome that you donated it to a Native community. I know there's like, you know, a lot of feelings around that, and I didn't realize it was in danger too. So for our listeners out there, find the environmentally responsible way to exercise spirits from your house.
I mean, everybody's free to their own religion. I'm not going to say that, you know, everybody who's saging is doing it wrong. It's just I specifically picked up the wrong sage and did it like, you know, the way I should not have. So
that's so interesting. A few years back when I was like more involved in like church and that kind of thing, we went on a women's retreat and someone led like a big yoga event for all the women. Someone was reading scripture during it, or a few women stood up afterwards to just be like, you know, we really should be careful with like opening ourselves up during yoga and also like being like prayerful and all this stuff, because it's just like such a way for demons to come in and out and that kind of thing.
Oh my goodness.
I never heard that before, but there's a lot of practices that like, you know, we might do every day and not realize like it was really used intensely in some sort of like ritual or religion in the past. And
I thought
culture.
I thought that story was going in a totally different route of like, we shouldn't appropriate yoga. We should respect the original tradition by not imposing our like Christian scriptures into it. Instead it was, we can't do this because of demons.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I didn't know you could do like downward demon and release. You know. I mean,
but it's like, it's supposed to be like a part of a little kind of like meditation, like you're opening yourself up, you're vulnerable, your chakras are all lined up and that kind of stuff. I'm not the person to explain this well, but that's kind of their arguments. And it was quite the discussion.
Yeah.
Well, I want to rewind back just a little bit because I feel like we are kind of getting into the meat of everything. Amanda, I want to touch base with you. I know the last time we saw you was at our live Twitch event around Halloween. How have you been? Have there been any new hauntings? How's your life going?
It's going good. I went to Hotel Del Coronado, which is supposed to be this super haunted hotel, with Kelsey and Mackie. And they recorded it for their YouTubes and TikToks and everything else that they do. So it's all over that. You guys can check it out.
Did you see some things?
Definitely. We could like do a whole frigging podcast on what we saw there. Oh my gosh. We actually got to stay in, I think her name was, what was her name? There's a famous ghost there. Kate Morgan. And we got to stay in her room. She was supposedly committed suicide on the steps.
Oh, we did an episode about this. Our
we sure did.
Episode. Oh my God, do you remember that? Was that your story?
I think that was mine because we called the hotel to try to get them to admit it was haunted? Did. And then we had to delete the audio because they wouldn't give us permission to use
it. It was like, I think it was our Thanksgiving episode. And we had to pick a story each that we found online that was like, here's an old timey haunted story. And this was Noah's story. And it was so, yeah, we did call the hotel and they were like, no.
Yeah, they were not having it. But
that story was so romantic and crazy and just like, oh, did you see Kate Morgan?
Oh, I did.
What? That's so cool.
Yeah, when I first got there, somebody came to me and I was literally in the parking garage and they came and they said Tom knew Al. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? And so when I went up and I met, that's the first time I met Kelsey. So I like introduced myself and I was like, hey, do you guys know like a Tom or an Al? And they were like, no. So I was like, oh, rough start. Like that was not strong for me, but that's okay. We can bounce back. And then later on, another woman came to me, the same one that did when I was in the parking garage and said, was talking about a Kent. And so I asked again, I was like time for my redemption. Didn't any of you guys know a Kent? And again, they're like, no. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like really choking at this point. And then the moms left. And it was just the kids and we were all talking and someone came up and knocked on our hotel door. And so I was like looking around, like, is no one going to get up and answer it? So I got up and like realized that it's probably only because it was someone I could see. And it was a woman. And so I was like, interesting. And they walked down the hall and I was watching and walked down the hall and they turned around and they were like, come on. Like did the like hand gesture, you know? And so I'm like, this is how the blonde girl dies in the horror movie.
I was just saying,
I'm not going to be that girl. So I like stuck my head back in the room and I was like, hey, do you guys want to come with me really fast? Like if I'm going down, they're all coming with me. And so there's like a escalator at one side, but we went for the stairs because we were following this girl. And so we went down like three flights of stairs, left, right. And she walks around the corner and into a room and we walk up to the room and it's like literally there's two rooms that we've passed that have been labeled. And this one was labeled Kent.
Oh my gosh. Sorry for that noise. But oh my
God. So we were like, what the, like, but we couldn't get in the room. So I don't know.
I wasn't Tom, the brother's name, Kate's brother or something like that.
Oh yeah. There was more to that. So later on, Kelsey was doing research and there was something about a lover, like she was there to meet a lover, but she had a husband whose name was Thomas, and the lover's name that she was going to meet was Alan Albert. So Tom knew about Al, Thomas Albert. Right. I don't know.
And wasn't it rumored that she was murdered by Tom? Is that right? Or am I getting...
Y'all remember so much about this story. And literally the only thing I remember is the lady at the hotel just being like, no, you cannot use this.
We are not shocked by that statement. So.
That is your experience.
It's so funny in my head to picture you just like meeting Kelsey and Mackie there and walking through the hotel and just like talking to all these spirits and being like, hey, do you guys know? And they're like, stop. No. You talk to your ghost friends and no, we don't know who that is.
Ashley, when do you have a date for when you're moving out of the, is it a townhome or an apartment?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a townhome, but we don't really have a date yet. We're looking at houses. So we went to a showing the other day, but it's going to be sometime between here and April, hopefully sooner rather than later, but we have to do a couple of applications for, I guess, the mortgage company and that type of thing. So that's the next step. And then just picking out a house. And if we have to pay on both or pay our way out of the lease, that's kind of the plan and what I'm hoping to do.
You're like, done.
And I always wanted to ask you after we spoke last time, because you had mentioned that the previous tenants had kind of moved and didn't explain why, and then furniture was being mailed and nobody ever claimed it. Did you ever hear from those tenants ever? Or
I didn't, but we have more of a development on that. I actually spoke with management here at our townhomes. And if I don't know if I told you guys, but there's like, I think it's like 600 to 900 units on this property. It used to be a golf course. We found out that. I thought it was just a field. I don't know what was there before. But anyway, tenants moved out 6 months in and nobody's heard anything from them since. I still have mail. Like, I just got something the other day. I've got it sitting behind me that I feel like it's like a book or a box or something. Like, they just don't come and pick up their stuff. It's like, it looks like stuff they need. For a long time, I was blaming them for the haunting, and I feel really bad because it's not their fault. So a member of management had reached out to me on Facebook. I guess I had went to high school with her. I don't remember her. So Meredith, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But she let me know that she worked at our management leasing office and they've seen stuff fly off the walls, which I've talked to our management several times and they just like brushed me off.
And in the leasing office, they saw stuff? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And she said that there are several hot spots all across the community where people, you know, they'll move out the next tenant. It's consistent. They will complain. And we're one of those units because we used to live in the back and we had no issues. So I don't know if it's like certain areas, maybe there's something under us. Like I've honestly, like, it's been so long. I've just stopped questioning and trying to figure it out. Cause I'm just, you know, tired of being frustrated and freaked out all the time. So,
yeah. Well, Ashley, so as you know, Amanda has every time she comes on here, she sees this woman behind us. I don't know if she's still there. I'm just going to gesture. How would it feel if, you know, we did look around your apartment to see if Amanda saw anything?
Do you think that's perfectly fine by me? I mean, I opened my place up to everybody on TikTok. So what's one more?
Are you feeling like a little bit more confident and safe there?
I know I can say I'm desensitized, but when stuff happens right in front of me, of course I'm freaking out. Like, I literally, when that radio fell and it scared me, I fell. Like my knees went weak. But beyond that, I try not to think about it. At nighttime, when the lights are off, I lock the door to our bedroom and I stay in bed. I don't get up. So that's pretty much how I've coped with it. That and copious amounts of Xanax that is prescribed to me. So don't freak, but things have really slowed down. I don't know what I did to make it slow down, but we've tried so many different things. Like, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm totally fine. If you guys want to walk around, you may catch a glimpse of Kevin, my husband.
Yay, we love Kevin.
For a minute, I was like, oh, so you did name the spirit.
No. But wait, before we do that, Amanda, is our lady still here?
She actually was a couple minutes ago. You guys were like going crazy down there on the screen. She had been walking back and forth and I'm like, did they hear something? Like, did something move? I was so excited, but she's not there right now.
Is she capable of like answering yes or no questions? We can ask her when she comes back, but.
Okay, that sounds good to me. I'm like, I don't know, but I would assume so because she was doing that smoking gesture on my podcast.
Oh, right.
So as everybody knows, And I'm sure you've all seen Ashley's TikTok. Her place is haunted. There's things that are falling off cupboards. Her cabinets are opening. Drawers are opening. We may have seen something walk down the stairs at one point. And of course, we have Amanda here who sees ghosts. So what better combination to see if Amanda can spot any of these supernatural beings that may or may not be in Ashley's townhome? Is everybody ready to see if we can bust any ghosts?
We are ready.
I'm definitely ready.
JJ, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. Amanda, Ashley, we'll let you guys take the lead on this.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just give you a tour of the house, Amanda.
All right. Sounds good.
So I've been filming in my kitchen. Sorry, I have some Halloween decorations still up, but this has been the major hot spot for a lot of our activities right here in our kitchen. In fact, our EMF reader actually picks up a lot right here. I don't know why, like just right here in this area, if we let it sit here, there are electronics right here, but as you get closer to them, it's a different kind of reading. We've had stuff fall off the counters. I have to keep a lot of stuff in the bucket now, or it just, you know, everything gets knocked over. So next part of our mansion is our living room, which is connected to the kitchen. We've had some activity on this wall and then definitely up and down the stairs, as you guys know. So this is where we saw on actually our second or third night, it might have been fourth, we caught an apparition on these stairs.
Before you go upstairs, Amanda, are you seeing anything, spotting anything?
You like literally read my mind. On the video, I watched the video. It kind of looked like it was walking down the stairs, but right now when you showed me your staircase, I saw someone falling down the stairs.
It might have been me. Like, can you see into the past? Because I fell down the stairs.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks after moving in, I fell down the stairs. We think I fell. Like, I can't remember falling, and I broke my foot.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You don't remember falling? You just like...
No, I was actually... Don't laugh, but I was on the phone and I was talking, so I was very distracted. And I had socks on, so, you know, very slippery. But I was walking down, and probably like the third step down, I fell from there all the way to the bottom.
Okay, so I know Kat and I just saw this. Did anyone else see a shadow?
It's probably your husband.
Yeah, it's my husband. He's okay.
Okay, wait, but rewind. So technically, maybe when you fell down the stairs, it could have been like, whoever is trapped in this time loop falling down the stairs, it could have been them being like, hey, I'm here falling down the stairs, help me.
I don't know. I fell down, and then I guess like I had shock. So I went out and immediately went to the store, like with a friend, and walked around. When I got back, I could not walk.
That's so crazy.
We had to go to the ER, and they're like, you have a hairline fracture in your fifth metatarsal in your left foot. So
it's the worst. But Amanda, you just saw someone fall down the stairs.
Yeah, that's just what it looked like.
Gotcha.
What did this, did you get a good look at this person?
No, it was just like a black, I don't know if you've ever eaten like garbage down the stairs, but like this person was rolling down the stairs.
If I've eaten garbage?
Like if you've just like.
Like just like eaten, like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, wait, JJ. What?
You need to work like on you.
What are the young kids
now,
saying?
Have you ever opened your trash can lid and just like stuck your hand in and eaten a piece? Because that's what it looked like.
And Amanda, did you see anything in the living room kitchen area, or is it just the stairs?
No, just the stairs.
Well, I'm not surprised. The stairs are just like foreboding. We actually did a whole live stream on my stairs that I left up and people watched, and we've had things fall down the stairs. I've fallen down the stairs. And then another instance that we have on the stairs is we have this marble that shows up and disappears all the time. I don't know what the significance of that is, but you could say I'm losing my marbles because I literally am losing my mind trying to figure out what happens to it every time.
So it's like a real physical object that you
see? It's a marble, and I've had it on video, and I haven't seen it in weeks, but I swear to God, they heard it fall when I went up to Starbucks while the live stream was going. And then when I came back, they said, hey, something fell, and I found the marble at the bottom of the stairs. So
I put it... Is this your marble, or is this?
I've never. It was just here when I got here. I think it was in the laundry when I first found it. I sat it by the sink. That was the first instance. Then it disappeared. I thought maybe Kevin moved it, but he said he didn't. So, you know, I believe him. And then the next time, and I have this on tape, I put it in my pocket when we found it at the bottom of the stairs, and it disappeared out of my pocket. I went to look for it and it wasn't there. And I've looked through all my laundry. I can't find it. I don't know if there's any significance to it. Maybe there was just a stray marble from the last person who lived here and I'm just nuts. But yeah, that it got pushed, I guess, off the stairs. Somehow it ended up here.
And actually, I'm trying to remember from the last time you were on, didn't you say that you felt like you may have been pushed down the stairs, or am I misremembering from that episode?
I had this feeling like maybe that could have been what it is. Because at the time when I talked to you guys, we were still kind of in that speculation of, you know, is this really real? Like, what's happening here and that type of thing. Now I'm kind of just used to it. Maybe it's just me coping. I want to think that I wasn't pushed down, but, you know, I can't remember actually falling. I just know one moment I was walking down the stairs and the next minute I was tumbling down 11 steps. So
I'm going to take off my skeptic hat completely for a minute.
What?
And just speculate. What if someone slipped on a marble and fell down the stairs because of it?
And now they're trying to be like, I must be remembered in my right, in like the right way. I am a person from the late 1700. Yeah. I slipped on a marble and you have to carry on my story.
Because I think this townhouse has been around since the late 1700s.
It has been.
I'm sorry. I'm just like thinking of like Home Alone and like Marv and them slipping on like trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
The ghost of the Home Alone burglars.
It's probably the person who invented marbles who died there.
Well, you can definitely say I'm losing my marbles because I've lost it twice and I haven't found it again. So I don't know if there's any significance to it. Maybe your skeptic hat is off to me. It's just, you know, maybe a stray marble that somebody left here. But wow, like it really surprises me. There's been two times I've fallen down the stairs. Second time, just a few. The first time it was 11 steps and I had to go to the hospital. So,
wow.
I mean, that's significant.
Well, let's carefully...
I will say it'd be great video if you want to fall down the stairs now.
No.
Well, I will say I am very careful. I use the handrail now. I try to
good.
Amanda, are you familiar with any spirits, or have you heard any stories before where they're manifesting an object like that that keeps appearing in a home or any kind of place?
Only in The Conjuring. No, I haven't.
I don't know where Kevin's at. I think he's in here. Hey, sweetheart. We're doing a tour to the home.
Hi, Kevin.
They said, hi, Kevin.
Kevin looks like he's over it.
He's tired. He gets up at 5 a.m. So this is my bedroom. We've had a couple of things happen in my closet.
Of course.
Wasn't there like a ghost in the closet, Ashley? Like a video of...
That was where you saw a face, or some people saw a face.
Somebody sent me a face. Sorry, I'm going to show you my closet, all my skeletons. But I don't know if it was a fan, because we have a fan right here and I have to sleep with white noise. I had it on and I woke up and I saw the clothes moving like this. So I don't know if it was a fan pushing them or if somebody was legitimately, you know, manifesting and pushing the clothes in my closet. But it was just such a slight movement. And the first time that I saw it, that I just kind of disregarded it. The second time, if you look, it's physically like they do that. So that was kind of wild. And I immediately, you know, in my adrenaline got up and just went in the closet to show there's nobody in here. And the dog was next to me and she was really, really worried and kept glancing at the, I'm still out of breath. I'm coming up the stairs, but... She kept glancing at the hallway. So I don't know if what happened was, you know, whatever it was in the closet and then it walked to the hallway or what happened. So
do you hear stuff that like knocks to you, like in the walls almost?
Yes. And we hear footsteps. The footsteps are more prevalent though.
Yeah.
But the knocking, we have actually caught on camera. It took me a while to catch it because it was so faint, but then it got louder. This was actually more recent. It might have been like a month ago. And it was on this wall right here, which of course just goes to my bathroom, that we heard it. So it was kind of wild.
Do you ever get like bad smells? I'm like, I don't know. They talk about like, you always hear like rotting flesh or stuff like that. Like it doesn't reek like that. Like it just kind of smells like bad garbage or.
Kevin, do you know what this girl just asked me?
What?
If there's bad smells in this place.
Like the freaking drain.
We think it's the drain. There's definitely smells throughout here. We've been pouring bleach down the drain lately just to see if that's maybe the issue.
And what do you think it is, Amanda?
I don't know.
But you had an overall sense that there was like a smell.
Yeah, like a bad smell in the house. That's just when you're walking around, that's what I smell. Like,
whoa.
Oh, weird.
That's so cool.
I just thought maybe it was the drains, you know, like the U-bend, like maybe, you know, there's sewer gas that gets trapped, but it, I feel like it's all around, but we have bathrooms and drains everywhere. So it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
Like Kevin, actually, he just stained his shirt a few minutes ago. He's got bleach on his shirt trying to get that smell out of the place.
Amanda, have you ever, well, probably you have experienced this, but when you like look at things, can you like feel the way that would feel like if you see someone get hurt, can you like kind of feel that pain? Or if you see something, you like through a picture, you kind of can sense what that smells like. Does that make sense?
Definitely. Sometimes there was this one instance where I was shown a picture by somebody showed like a picture. And when I saw this, he was probably like in his 40s. When I saw this man, I tasted metal in my mouth, but not like when you, like not when you bleed, but when you bite on a necklace, like actual metal. And I heard crashing, like a car crash, but not like two cars hitting, like a car hitting. When I told my mom about it, I said like a guardrail or a pole, like a post. Mm-hmm. And I had a gnarly, gnarly headache, like a migraine, and I never get headaches. And the woman told me what happened. The man died in a car accident, his car wrapped around a pole.
Hmm.
He was killed because a piece of metal went through his head, and his occupation was he was a welder. So that's why I tasted metal in my mouth.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So like, I never saw this man's spirit or anything, but I did, like, unfortunately, like, not experience how he died so much, but experienced how he died.
Yeah. I mean, you just sense that smell through the just through looking through Zoom too. I feel like that's similar. Ooh. We just listened to an Invisibilia like NPR podcast about, I forgot the actual name.
What's the name? It was called, the episode was called Entanglement. And there was this lady there who, like, you know, anytime she sees someone like
do anything physical,
yeah, she like feels it. And it, they said it was something with like her brain where this is the Invisibilia podcast recap,
right? But what was the name of the condition she had?
Oh, it was kind of like synesthesia, but a little different. But it was like something in her brain that like normally distinguishes yourself from others was like just kind of more diminished in her brain. And so if someone got pinched, she felt like she was getting pinched or something.
Lord, the singer has it where she can like see color when she hears music. Kind of the same thing. It's kind of where like your senses are the like, imagine you're plugging in like the cords to the back of a TV. It's like that in your brain, but they're just twisted and accidentally like you're interpreting senses from something that you're seeing versus what you would normally touch. Or like smell. So I'm just saying it could be something. Are we diagnosing you right now? Not really, but I'm just saying that's crazy.
My mind's blown.
When I was a kid, I would yell ouch when people would scare me. I never could quite figure that one out.
I do that when I play video games.
Yeah. I have trouble distinguishing self in Mario.
That's dedication.
All right, Ashley, continue on. Where are we now?
All right, so welcome to my bathroom. It's really disgusting in here right now. I just got ready in here, so sorry. But yeah, we haven't had a lot happen in here. Honestly, I can't think of anything. People say they're afraid of my shower, I guess just because it's loud. But I can't recall anything ever happening in here that, you know, that I've noticed, but I also don't come in here very often. So like, this is literally just where I do my makeup and that's it. And sometimes I give my nephew a bath in here, but that's it.
Okay.
We have a linen closet full of linens. Super, super scary there. And then this is my creative space and Kevin's too, where we do all of our hobbies. Nice in there. It's okay. It's our last place. I feel like was nicer and it was cheaper too, but
no, I mean the energy, like when you walked in there, I don't know if it was like a sense of you, like if you were just happier in there or if like the room not as bad if things happen, but that's a very large.
Well, actually, didn't you tell us that that's like your safe room because the python is in there?
Yeah. We've had a couple of things happen in here, but not very much. Two things I remember happening. This door closed and I feel like it was pulled from out there and we heard scratching on the door. And then fishing poles kept falling over when I had them sitting over there. Kevin and I like to fish. So, but I don't know if that's because I didn't have them sitting up properly or if it was something else. We also have a vent right here. So that could have played into it as well. Sorry, it's very cluttered in here. This is literally where
that
we
is
come
not
to.
Very cluttered. You should see our
we come to play. But yeah, last time you guys saw Monty, she was a lot smaller, but she's
wow, Monty. Oh. Maybe Monty's keeping the room safe.
I just scared her.
Yeah, it's hard.
She's afraid of her shadow.
She's I love very that. Sweet. The room with all the reptiles is where like the
pots safe place
are emanating.
Yeah.
Like
big fan of that.
Reptiles are just living a happy little life in that room.
Yeah, there. I don't know if maybe whatever it is, it's afraid of the reptiles, or maybe this room is just, you know, not as active. But
when I was a teenager, I won a python in a bet. I didn't know what to do with it, so they gave me the like little, you know, the habitat, and I took it home, and I put it in my sister's room closet.
No, what?
I don't know why that was the closet I used. I think because it was the most secure. And I didn't tell anybody. And then my mom was upstairs like cleaning and she opened the, and my mom is deathly afraid of snakes.
Oh
and,
no.
I didn't have a python anymore. I had to find another home for
them. Noah.
So go back. Wait, you won a python in a bet. What was the bet?
We had this area of town where we played paintball down by the river. This kid bet me that I couldn't beat him one-on-one and I shot him with my paintball gun. So he had to give me his python.
Oh my God.
That is the day that your python became homeless and your sister became your mother's favorite child.
Yeah, I think all of that is factual. I can't deny any of that.
Amanda, I love that, that name.
Did you give your gift to divine that, or was that just common sense?
I'm going to go with common sense on that one.
Yeah. Amanda, can you see like people's auras?
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw somebody's aura, it was my brother's, and I walked into the room, and have you ever been driving at night and you like drive past a stop sign and there's the reflective outline? It was like literally glowing, and I like walked in and I was like, what the heck? And I like turned around and left and walked up to my dad and I was like, Tyler's glowing, and he was like, what are you on? But that was the first time I ever saw something like that.
So do animals have auras as well?
No, not that I can see, but I mean, I don't know. I'm going to go with like sensitives, people like me, we all see things differently. So I wouldn't knock somebody else who said that they did see those.
Right.
But I'm sure if I did, I would, in my opinion, think that like all small dogs had like dark auras.
Yeah.
Chihuahuas like freak me out, you know. I feel like I'd be biased.
So Amanda, yeah. Did you see anything while Ashley was upstairs? I know you smelled the kind of the putrid smell, but did you see anything?
No, I didn't see anything.
So I was wondering, obviously this would depend on Ashley and Amanda's comfort level with this, but Amanda, if I remember correctly, when you were at Mackie's house, you attempted to communicate with the spirit and cast it out of the home. Is that correct? Or am I misremembering?
Yeah, I kind of had them, or like, yeah, her and her mom do it, because I think it's best if the person who lives in the home who has to deal with it kind of takes charge and shows whatever is living in their home that they are the one in charge. So I'd recommend that they do it.
Is that something
that you can help?
Yeah, is that something that you could potentially lead Ashley through?
Yeah, 100%.
Ashley, well, let's go for it.
Awesome. Real hauntings, first seance.
I was kind of like, we should do our spirit next, but I like our spirit.
Yeah, yeah, I think you hurt her feelings. I think that she's sensitive.
I hurt her feelings?
No. I said I feel like that would hurt her feelings.
Oh, I was like, I'm so sorry. What did I say?
I was just teasing. So to get something out of your home that you don't want, I don't know why, like, people think I'm an expert. I am not, but I did have to do it in a couple of, like, my friends' homes, and I've been successful. The home that I grew up in, I was not successful. I had to have professionals come out and try and take care of it, and even they weren't. But just what I learned from that was, and it doesn't even have to be based on any kind of religion. I'm a Christian, a practicing Christian, so that's what I always go off of.
Right.
But so my go-to was, the blood of Jesus Christ covers this home. It is a holy place. You are not welcome here.
Gotcha.
So, and like, even when I was growing up, playing Christian music always really calmed things down and deterred the spirits that were in my home. So I would really lean towards that, even if I didn't still practice that faith. So, I mean, if you're comfortable in doing that, that's what I would go with.
Sure. You want me to get my holy water?
Yeah. Right. Just whip that out. Oh, wait, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Should we do a real haunting singing of Holy Night as well? Will that
help? No. Like all holy candles.
Okay, well, so you want me to say, like, you need to leave, this is a holy place, you said?
Yeah, this is a holy place, and, like, you can just repeat whatever feels like right, but basically along the lines of, you are not welcome here, like, this is my home, you need to leave, and I feel like a lot of stuff happens by that front door, or, like, not even happens, but there's, like, a lot of energy. I don't know if that's your front door, but the door behind you.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe you should go over there and do it.
All right. Well, so the first time I've done this, so maybe that was what helped the first time, but you're not welcome here. You need to leave. This seems really goofy. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, this is a holy place. The blood of Jesus Christ covers this home. You are not welcome here.
You are not welcome here.
The blood of Jesus Christ covers this home.
The blood of Jesus Christ covers this home.
And in practicing this, I found that it's really important with intent too. I know it's, I don't know, I still sleep with my head under the covers, and I dealt with all of my bad stuff 15 years ago. Intent really matters. So if you're scared, they're definitely going to feed off of that. And you can't help how you feel. Like I said, I still think about it and don't dig it. But definitely try to be, like, strong. And I have been scared and, like, left rooms when stuff was happening. But remember that often it won't hurt you. And even if it does, like, it takes a lot of energy for them to do things. Like, I saw them pull your purse off the counter.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot of energy for them to do stuff like that, so it won't be often.
Ooh, sorry, last time we did this, it was on a live stream, and we had this holy water fall off the counter, so I was a little, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty apprehensive, but, you know, I do feel like I have intent, and I'm fairly, you know, grounded, so.
Yeah. That's the hardest part.
That was the living room. Should I do it upstairs too?
Yeah, do it wherever you feel like you need to do it, wherever it smells, wherever you get bad vibes, whatever you feel is right.
Okay. Well, kitchen is where we get a lot of, you know, the smell and vibes, so party goes around.
You got this, Ashley.
You guys are the ones having, like, spray holy water, right?
We're here for you, though.
We're like cheerleaders.
I've only got four people watching me spray water around.
You're doing great.
2020!
Okay. Well, you're not welcome here. You need to leave. The blood of Jesus Christ covers my home. You're not welcome. Please leave. Oh, I can feel my cheeks getting red. Like, I'm just, I don't like doing that. Whew. All right, well, there's the kitchen.
Amanda, do you think the reason the activity has died down in Ashley's home is because she's kind of, as she said, kind of over it, you know, like she's kind of accepted it and is trying to move on from the spirit? Would that kind of lower the activity potentially?
I think that could definitely be playing a big part in it. Yeah.
Well, I'm not complaining. So, but I have done stuff like this off and on. You know, I actually use a pipette and I'm like an eyedropper. And we have a book of prayers that somebody sent me and I use that. And then I have holy oil in the basket over there that I put a little bit above each doorway. So, and that's just my personal faith. Everybody's welcome to their own faith. I don't know if that's really what's working, but you know, ever since I've started doing that type of stuff, you know, things have calmed down significantly. So
yeah, it's what you found is good for you.
I mean, I'm not keen on experiencing stuff either. So I'm not going to, you know, there could be things happening and I'm just not noticing because I don't actively seek it out. So
yeah.
You know, I wish once you move out, we could find out if the next resident has any activity, but that's probably pushing it a little too far to.
And you move out, you should just write a little note and like hide it in like the mirror behind the mirror or something creepy like that, and be like, psst.
Yeah.
This is the note. Say contact us.
A little strip of paper under a doorway or something like that.
It just has your TikTok handle on it.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That might really make somebody mad. I hope. Like, my biggest fear in this whole thing has been management just finding out that I've got the TikTok, but now they know, so, and they're cool with it.
And will you remind us what your TikTok username is?
Yeah, it's at Chocolate Milk Mix. Please don't laugh.
Chocolate yes. Milk Mix. And Amanda, what's yours?
Okay, sorry, that's just so funny. I like absolutely love chocolate milk. And one of my, I probably shouldn't even say this, but one of my like private Instagrams used to be XOXO chocolate milk. Like gossip girl. So that's just like hilarious to me. But my TikTok now is Amanda Ray, but the last A in Amanda is a V. So it's spelled out AmandaVraye.
Oh.
AmandaVray.
Yeah, I just like to make it difficult on people, but I guess another Amanda Ray got to it first, so.
Yeah, I had people dogging me about my Instagram handle because I wanted it.
It's memorable.
Well, I just had that first. I honestly, with TikTok, I didn't even know that people are going to be able to see my stuff. So,
yeah. Okay. I probably talked about this on our last episode, but I've been trying consistently just to make, like, I don't know, not the best TikToks ever, but I'll put videos out. This is just my personal page. And then I upload this really crappy video of my cat looking sad. And I just wrote something about daylight savings time and it blew up. And it was like, come on.
Like, how many views? Like 300,000 or something?
Yeah. I mean,
our cat is a viral TikTok star.
I was like, come on, Matt, the cat.
That algorithm is, you know, excuse my French, but a bitch.
So strange.
Well, exactly. Thank you both so much for coming on. This was a very unique experience, one that I can safely say that we were all excited to experience. I don't know if it classifies as a seance, but we've been trying to do something seance-y on the podcast. So it was fun to kind of experience that with you guys. And Ashley, thank you so much for opening up your home to us. And Amanda, thank you for opening up your gift to us and exploring Ashley's home. And Ashley, you'll have to let us know if this has any effect, good or bad, in your townhome.
I definitely will. Thanks for dealing with me, spraying water all over my home and talking. That just...
Do you feel like this kind of confirmed any of the things you've been thinking about your home?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've been dreading doing this podcast with you guys because I listened to Amanda's last one. I'm like, terrified you're gonna say, well, there's a man standing in the middle of the room or something. I don't want to give it any, you know, affirmation, but I feel a lot better actually after talking with you guys. I mean, not saying, you know, that, you know, I think everything's gone, because I know it was kind of validating to hear that you saw something coming down the stairs, and then also about the smells.
Yeah,
but, you know, it was more like stuff I already knew, so it wasn't as, you know, freaky to me. So I'm glad I got to talk with you, Amanda, and Kat, JJ, all of you guys, I just thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
thank you guys again. And it was nice to meet you, Ashley.
You too.
And Amanda, yeah,
thank you, Amanda.
Before you go, is she back? Is she here?
No, she's not.
Maybe she's That's hanging good. Out with her other roommate.
Yeah.
She's doing something important because apparently something better than us.
Wow, I thought she loved this podcast, but I guess not.
Yeah, not dedicated.
We've been so worried about hurting her feelings, and now I feel like she's hurting ours.
Her feelings. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a great rest of the night, and I'm sure we'll be in touch with you soon.
You too, Noah.
Right. Adios, you guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Well, that was really cool. That smell thing. That was cool.
Yeah. That's
I mean, like, because we clearly heard Amanda. I don't know if Ashley's had videos of that before, but Amanda was clearly like, hey, is there a smell? And Ashley was so like, bizarre. What? Yeah, that was cool.
And JJ, I'm curious, with you being kind of the most staunch skeptic of the group.
Wait, does he need to put his skeptic hat back
on? Yeah, JJ, can you put your skeptic
hat back on?
Because he took it off.
For people listening to the podcast, I am miming a hat going on my head.
So, you know, with you being the most skeptic, was it almost more rewarding to have a guest on like Amanda who does see things and her not immediately be like, oh, there's a thing there. There's a ghost there. There's a ghost there. Because for me, I felt like that almost gave more validity to the gift she's claiming to have.
I don't know if it gives more validity to me, but it does illustrate what a different type of person Amanda is from myself, because I would be so annoying if I saw spirits. Like, I would just like, all the time be interrupting people and being like, look at that. And, oh, I'm so sorry. I just spooked Cassie on her phone and I went, look at that.
I was not just on my phone.
But yeah, I would be really obnoxious about it. Whereas Amanda is very like low key, like she'll tell you if there was a spirit, if we ask her.
Well, the thing with Amanda that's interesting as well is like, she presents herself in such a like kind of a fun, lovable way to have these kind of gifts and come on podcasts, but she really doesn't seek the fame side of this as much as you would think somebody could in her position. Like, you go to her TikTok and, you know, she uploads every now and then. And like before our live stream event, she was like, oh, how do I go live on TikTok to tell people to, you know, which in comparison to some of the other guests we've had, it's completely different. And I always find that kind of refreshing with her. You know, obviously we don't know what's real and what's not with anything, not just saying with the guests we just had on. But I don't know. That was kind of a neat experience to not have it kind of like beat over our heads. Like, oh my gosh, this is what's happening. You know,
it's kind of a big contrast between three people who don't believe in ghosts, but start a ghost podcast because we want attention.
Yeah.
Right. Like, who does that?
Who would do that, JJ? I don't know. Who are those people?
Just a hypothetical example.
Speaking of, if you want to support that ghost podcast with three skeptics that want attention, please go to iTunes and search Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories. Leave us a 5-star rating if that's okay with you. And leave a review. That helps us so much, guys. We cannot stress enough how much that rating and review helps us on iTunes with their algorithm. I know you get tired of hearing it, but after we say it, every time I go into iTunes and there's more reviews and more ratings, and we appreciate that so much from you guys.
That's super cool. That's really cool. We love you guys.
So this episode, you guys will be listening to this or have the opportunity to listen to it on the 16th. We do want to let you know we will be doing some type of Thanksgiving special episode. We haven't quite decided yet what we're going to do, but it'll probably be similar to last year, so you can look forward to that.
I can't believe she brought up that story that we had talked about.
That is very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so cool. We should call that lady again and be like, what up? Remember us?
It's a lot of yeah.
Person at the front desk.
It will be.
I will say one of the creepier things that we've witnessed on the podcast for me was her feeling that smell and seeing Ashley turn to her husband and be like, you're not going to believe what this girl just said. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way she could have known that. I mean, it's just not, you know, very bizarre. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, that was fun. And I think that's the kind of stuff, hopefully we can start doing a little more. We won't do it all the time because it is a big ask for our guests to do something like that. But hopefully we can bring you guys some more unique podcast episodes as time moves forward, and we want to create some more video content for you guys as well. And we'll be sharing the links where you can see all that stuff. But this specifically will be uploaded on our Twitch channel. So make sure you go check that out. That's twitch.tv/realhauntings. So make sure you go check that out. And you can see Amanda go through Ashley's apartment and see what she sees and tell us what you think.
And this will not be posted on JJ's Instagram. So if you decide to follow him, we're so sorry.
Guys, I am getting new Instagram followers all the time now. And I think it's just because of this podcast.
I'm not. Do they only want to follow you?
It cracks me up because I have not posted on Instagram in like maybe a month or something.
It's so funny. And Kat, your TikTok is Claymation Kat. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. It has like 2 claymation videos and a bunch of other random stuff. That's me.
So you guys show Kat some love. Go check her out on TikTok and see her viral cat.
My goodness.
Not understand how daylight savings time works.
He's literally asleep in a basket behind us. Like, why do people just love him? I mean, I love him too. And that's pretty cute.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, I want to sleep in a basket and then get
viral. I mean, basically, that probably would go viral if you want to sleep in a basket.
We see his cute face every day, and the rest of the world doesn't get privilege.
Do you guys have any special plans for Thanksgiving? I know this is kind of a weird year.
We are just keeping it to my immediate family, and we've rented a little cabin in Big Canoe, just kind of North Georgia. Not in a big canoe. It's just like what the mountain is called. Less than 10 adults. So yeah, that's where we're going.
Very fun. Well, good. Will you guys enjoy some turkey? All right. Well, I feel like I'm just kind of rambling at this point, but we do want to thank Amanda and Ashley coming on. We can't stress that enough. They're both awesome. Check out Ashley on TikTok at Chocolate Milk Mix and Amanda at Amanda V Ray. There is no second A in Amanda. It's just the V. So make sure you check her out.
Amanda V Ray.
And they have some awesome spooky content on both of their channels.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, thanks so much. And with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Kat.
And I'm JJ.
And I'm the guy falling down the stairs.
Oh. 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 Oh.